We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlemagne, say the game, donkey of the day.
Charlemagne,
you are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
On red, turn my mic on. Okay, well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 24th, goes to a 44-year-old Alaska Airlines pilot named Joseph D. Emerson. Now, remember when I told y'all, when I get on long flights, especially out the country, I always give the pilot a little gift. A Dunkin' Donuts gift card, Starbucks gift card, just some little token of appreciation, because literally, our life is in these pilots' hands. You never know what people are dealing with, and a little kindness goes a long way. And it's insane to me that folks board planes and don't even speak to the people that are flying you to your destination. You're 40,000 feet in the air. You're going 600 miles per hour and you don't speak to the person that's in charge of all that? Like, y'all really don't know what folks be going through mentally and emotionally. And God forbid they have some type of breakdown in the air. But apparently, that is what happened in this situation, because Joseph D. Emerson allegedly tried to kill the whole plane. Let's go to KRON 4 News for the report, please.
On Sunday afternoon, Alaska Airlines Flight 2059, a 76-seat Horizon Air flight, was flying from Everett, Washington to San Francisco when an off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who was riding in the jump seat, a third seat in the cockpit, allegedly tried to shut down the engines of the plane. The pilots were able to regain control, and that man was removed from the cockpit. The pilots then requested to make an emergency landing in Portland. They can be heard describing the situation over the radio.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's the dude. We want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground and park.
After landing, the suspect was taken into custody without incident. He has since been identified as 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, a resident of Pleasant Hill. At this point, we don't know his motive for allegedly trying to turn off the engines.
Crazy.
But he's now facing 83 counts of attempted murder, along with reckless endangerment, and one count of endangering an aircraft.
That's crazy.
Now you feel me. Now you feel me. This is exactly why I show so much love to pilots. It's really just common sense, but y'all don't think about anyone but yourselves, so you don't even see the people who are helping and you get to where you need to go. When you get on a flight, you're thinking about where you're going to put your carry on. You're thinking about getting some sleep, doing some reading, getting some work done. You're thinking about what you got to do or who you got to do when you land. You're thinking about everything and everybody except for who's in that cockpit. Now, this is what should really bother us about this story. You heard it in the news report. The man was off duty. I don't know who the other pilots were, but captain or not, if you off duty, you don't got no business riding in this cockpit. Okay, I don't even know what the flight, you know, deck jump seat is, but I read that pilots will sometimes ride in the cockpit jump seat when traveling in their official capacity or commuting between airports. This dude was not riding in an official capacity, so he had no business in that seat. Clearly, this man was on this flight just to cause a disturbance, just to cause some harm. Whatever he was going through that day, he wanted to project onto others. You don't get on no plane, sit in the cockpit, and attempt to do something that is going to cause the engine to shut down. Okay, unless you're really, really going through something. This is Batman villain level evil. You was trying to get the engine shut off so this plane could crash into a small town. And salute to the crew on Alaska Airlines. Drop one of Clues bombs for them. For subduing the guy and having a quick reaction to reset both handles to help restore the flow of fuel and prevent the engines from cutting off. If this was Spirit of Southwest Airlines, everybody would have probably died. Okay, I'm not even sure they have crews. I'm not sure they have crews, okay? Oh. And I mean that respectfully. Wow. Last time I flew Southwest, that was about, what, 12 years ago? About 12 years ago, we was on Southwest, right? And we had to get on and play musical chairs.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Every man and woman for themselves. And I don't remember them having any flight attendants.
They do. They just dress like normal people. That's all.
They got undercover flight attendants?
They got, like, wear shorts. They can wear shorts, pants. They can wear basically what they want.
Oh, they got volunteers.
You know what?
If you volunteer to be a flight attendant on Southwest, you get the best seat on the plane. And I've never flown Spirit because the one time I was supposed to, they canceled the flight for no reason and never refunded me my money. So we got beef forever. Spirit don't have a crew either. Okay. Listen, I know I have a lisp and I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but trust me when I tell you that doing a little something for a pilot can go a long way. Be kind, because you never know what somebody is going through. And in this case, always treat people kindly and appreciate them, because you never know if it's your last day or their last day. And if they fly in your plane, it could be both of y'all's. So please give Joseph D. Emerson, and the D clearly stands for donkey, the biggest hee-haw. I'll be trying to tell y'all, be nice to these pilots, man, when you get on the plane.
I'm going to have to do that. I never thought about gift cards. I speak to them, but I just never thought about the gift card. I like that
even
idea.
Even speaking is fine. Just saying hello, how are you? Just sending y'all some positive energy, some love and light. You know, I usually do the gift cards when I go out the country. I need to start doing it when we in America, too.
Yes.
A lot of messages.
Especially flying over to the West Coast. But just show some love to the pilots, man. Salute to all the pilots out there, man.
Yeah, salute to the pilots.
Probably some of the most unappreciated people in our world today. Because we all get on these planes, we ain't thinking about the pilot. We thinking about everything but the pilot.
Yes.
There ain't no way I'm trusting somebody's my life in somebody's hands like that without speaking to them. Are you crazy?
That's right.
Come on now.
Okay.
Cappuccino, I flew Southwest one time. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Charlamagne wanted us to go down to South Carolina.
He flew you out.
He paid. He said, I'll take care of all the flights and everything. And when we got to the airport, it was Southwest. And as soon as I stepped on the flight, people started running in front of me. I'm like, why are they running?
You're playing musical chairs.
I didn't know that there was no seats. Like, you just, well, not no seats, but those signed seats. You got to pick your own seats. And I said, man.
I think you should appreciate those humble beginners. Okay? You see this Crown Royal bag full of change I got?
That's probably
Cappuccino.
That probably was paid for the flight back then.
That's all I had back then.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? You should appreciate those humble beginners.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you for that donkey today. Peace, BET. We'll see you tomorrow. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. This was trending yesterday, right? They said, here is a list of places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date, right? Now, some of these places, number one, is Cheesecake Factory.
Don't do that.
You're also disrespectful. From
now, I'm not a Cheesecake Factory lover. There's too many things on the menu for myself. It's not great. It's just good. I don't love Cheesecake
Factory. If you don't like Cheesecake Factory, you don't really deserve nice things.
Number two, Applebee's.
Y'all really disrespectful.
I'm not mad at Applebee's. I love Applebee's, actually.
I can't believe y'all don't. But by the way, I'm not going to lie. I was looking at this list last night, and I said to myself, Well, shoot, me and my wife wouldn't have been married if it wasn't for most of these places.
Because
the first date was definitely the movies.
Well, my first date was Tony Roma's, the rib place.
I remember Tony Romo's. I know what that is.
Yeah, Tony
okay.
Romo's the rib player.
That was my quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Tony Romo.
That's Romo.
Romo. Oh,
this
Romo.
Is Roma.
If it wasn't for the movies, there'd be no first date.
Okay.
Right? And that's number 8 on this list. Definitely Applebee's and Red Lobster was my go-to.
Red Lobster
was fine dining. I don't know what y'all...
Red Lobster was fine dining. Yep. Olive Garden.
That's oh, come on okay. now. Free bread, unlimited breadsticks. Y'all kiss my ass.
IHOP.
Come on, man. Who doesn't
like breakfast for dinner?
Who are y'all bougie ass people that don't like none of these places
right.
and don't want to go to these places on a first date? Where y'all want to go?
What's the problem?
Now, somebody said Denny's. I don't do Denny's. I'd rather do IHOP. We do IHOP. We don't do Denny's in New York.
Yeah, I never did Denny's because Jay-Z and Ghostface said don't do Denny's.
You know what?
No. Never eat at Denny's and, you know, party like little pennies.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Somebody said the gym, church, Starbucks. Coffee dates.
Why? What's wrong with church? Wrong?
Somebody said bowling. I thought bowling would be dope.
Bowling, there's a bowling that's first date.
You can bowl. You could talk.
You can get the personality. You get them to talk trash and you see how they are. And okay, that's interesting.
Somebody said Waffle House. I get Waffle House.
You know what it is? I just realized it.
What?
All they want to do is be on FaceTime with each other. They just want to be on the computer.
Say,
they
want to
be on Zoom. They don't want to meet in person. If y'all got all of these places on this list, y'all don't want to meet in person.
That's a lot.
Yeah, like, where do you meet somebody?
Sports events? So you don't want to... If I had courtside seats to the game, you wouldn't go
with
me?
You don't want
to
go.
I ain't talking to these ashy people. Y'all use a vino. We done elevated the gold bar.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Where is a good first date to take somebody? Let's discuss. Again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's
what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.